Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, hello, hello, hello to those who are either here live in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I am at Fitness Connection, just finished working out, or if you are anywhere in the continental U.S. of A, or if you are anywhere around the world, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening in. My name is Toy Parker, and yes, welcome to Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker, the one place, your one-stop shop for edutainment, entertainment, and the best sparks to help you live the epic life now you deserve today. Tonight, yes, myself, your empowerment engineer herself, will be able to bring to you some hashtag blazing amazing conversation about love, life, and business with our guest this week. I am so excited to be back on the air. We had some technical difficulties tonight, but that's okay. We're going to keep pushing through anyway. Not quite sure what happened. I had a lot of different things that were loaded into the show, and somehow or another everything went out. But guess what? I am here and you are here, and that's all that matters. So I'm about to announce in the feeds that we are live and we are here. So we have tonight, Ashley Love is going to be joining us a little bit later, just to give you a little bit of a sneak peek of what we're going to be talking about. We will be talking about 50 shades, what I call hashtag 50 shades of clarity, because no matter which way you look at it, it's always going to be the truth. We are going to be talking about empowerment, tonight's topic, big, bold, and beautiful you. We're going to be talking about how to awake the giant in you and love the skin you're in at the same time, which is the challenge for most people. So we'll be talking about some PowerPoints first. We'll probably cut the show a little short tonight because we don't have our normal breaks that we normally do. So we'll probably do it that way. But we wanted to still make sure we push through with an on-air show. And then what we'll probably do is do a rebroadcast of this show so that we can include all the wonderful breaks and announcements from our sponsors and all of that. So whether good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you are around the world, just thank you so much for being here and being with us. Next week, we're doing our Work Yourself to Wellness segment. So we're also doing a special out here at Fitness Connection in Raleigh at the Pleasant Valley location. So if you want one free day of physical fitness, one free day to work out, definitely stop by and tell them Toy sent you. And come on in and get a workout for yourself and your family. So I did want to announce that because tonight's sponsor is Fitness Connection. They have allowed me to do a broadcast live here, right here. So if you hear some banging, there might be some weights that are being dropped and the like. So no worries. I'm safe. I'm in a safe place. But I am here live at the Fitness Connection, my place where I work out every week, actually, more than once a week. So, and we'll be talking more about that next week. But first things first, so if you have not joined us already in our group, I want you to go to the search area, put in hashtag Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker, and be sure to join us with our group, Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker. If you're not already a member, be sure to join us so that in that way you can join the conversation, hashtag join the conversation. So I'm about to do a little announcement saying that we are live, and it's amazing because now all the things that I normally would do during the break, I'm going to be doing live as we speak. So I'll be doing a lot of talking and typing. So just bear with me. We're going to have to do it like talk radio style for real, blog talk radio for real tonight. But that's okay. So we're going to just keep going with the flow. No worries, no worries. So if you're not already a part of the group, come join the conversation. I'm going to do an announcement now saying that we are live. And so just bear with me as I type and talk at the very same time. It's going to be very interesting. I believe we can make this happen with the mic properly positioned so that I do not lose the vocal quality. So if you are out there, I got a couple of texts and a couple of inboxes saying, are we live? Yes, we are live. I'm so excited, to be back here with you every single Thursday. We took a small vacation only because I'm working on several books and I had to actually take some time off to take care of family, take care of myself, and just really just take a step back from everything so that I can go ahead and bring even more great guests to you every week after week after week after week, and also working on several community projects as they're talking to you now live from one place. We did a book drive and another week, and we did a school supply drive another week. So here in the Raleigh community, I've been doing a lot of community back into my community outreach. So it's been an amazing, amazing summer. Did some public speaking engagements, and I have a few more coming up in the months to come. So I'm excited about that as well, and I'll definitely post those in the feeds for you to know about. And so just want to say a special thank you and just say we are here for you, always here to give you those sparks. So we're going to kind of going ahead and adding some people to the group right now. And just bear with me. Hopefully the mic didn't drop the quality. But we are live. Ooh, hashtag, we're back. Your empowerment engineer, Toy Parker, is back. It feels so good to be back out here with you guys. I tell you what, I've missed you so much. Even my daughter is like, Mommy, when are we going to start doing the shows again? I missed it. I miss seeing you doing your shows. So it's been amazing. She started middle school, so I'm really excited about that. Woo-hoo! So it's just been a journey. This summer has been something else. So I'm definitely going to talk about that in the PowerPoint tonight that I'll be sharing with you. Woo. We're back on air with Blazing Amazing Conversation. So, yes, this is one of those things where we're doing it live, and as I'm talking and typing, we will not be rolling to any commercial breaks. We're going straight through, so we will cut the show short about 30 minutes, because normally I play some of our special breakthrough artists, which we do have some more coming. We have quite a few more breakthrough artists to play, just kind of give you a sneak peek of what's to come this fall. We have, this one's going to be kind of a conversation, kind of a sneak peek of what's to come, kind of a relaxed show. But in the, like, next week and the weeks to come, we've got quite a bit coming up. We're doing some really amazing things. Kim Coles is coming back. Vanya Barge will be coming back. We have some other people who, you know, we'll stay nameless for right now. But we have some really great guests coming on. We even have some, we're going to have our Bring Back Your Family segment. We're going to do that again. We just have a lot of great, fun shows coming up. And so what we're going to do, I'm going to contact and see if Ashley's in the green room, because actually tonight we have Ashley Love with us to talk about her I Am Simply Beautiful movement, which I think is phenomenal and very courageous. And so we're going to be talking to her about that. And we're also going to be, isn't this amazing? I'm talking and typing at the same time to you guys. But this is how dedicated I am to making sure that we stay on air tonight, minus the engineering, the different sound situations that we had, the technical issues with Blog Talk Radio. But no worries. We're going to make sure we get everything loaded back up, and we'll be back up and running with all of our commercials and our sponsor commercials and all of that. So I will be doing live mentions of supporters like Charlene Day of the Gift of Giving Tour, and also she does the Goodbye Fear movement, Fear Goodbye movement. We also have some wonderful support and continuous support, Che and Trevor up in the DMV area. They're always supporting all of our projects and all of our everything that we do. A special thank you to Kimberly Arrington, Simply IB, also known as, of IME University, and her entire movement supports my entire movement. So this community it's received support all over the world. I wanted to give a special thank you to some people out in Canada. Just want to say thank you to Melissa and her husband. Also, thank you to all of those who are supporting us in Great Britain, the Philippines, Australia. We have people from all over the world who support the Ignite Your Life with Joy Parker movement. And I just want to say that it could not happen without each and every one of you. Just wanted to also let you know about the different weeks. So for those who are new, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you greatly. And for those who are not new, you already know that we have a special topic every week. Every single week we have a special topic. So week one is always life empowerment with our 50 Shades of Clarity segment that we're doing today. And then week two, health and wellness with our Work Yourself to Wellness segment. Week three is love and relationships. Oh, we're so excited about that. That's the Love Factor segment. Jason also joins me with that as my co-host on that week. And he'll be joining me sometime this fall as well. Week four, business and finance. Our Money Blueprint Momentum series. I love that series. It's really awesome. And everybody's really, the one thing about all of our series is that people from all over have said how much they've been impacted and improved their lives with the different segments each week. So that's why I worked really hard over the summer with new topics, new material, even deeper material, workshops to complement the shows, the whole gamut. So this fall is going to be hashtag blazing amazing, and I can't wait to share everything with you guys. I've been to quite a few things, some conferences. It's just I'm motivated, I'm pumped up, and I'm excited. And even though I don't have all the bells and whistles in the show, but you know what? I'm still excited for you because I am so excited about the things that we're going to be doing together this fall. So week five is our Fearless Living Heart of the Champion segment. So be sure to catch up on previous episodes in the meantime and stop by our bookstore over at toyparker.com so that you can actually get the latest from me, yours truly. I have some other books that I'm working on. The Ignite Your Life book is actually set to release on January 1st, 2016. I'm excited about that. The Chronicles of a Tween Mom book, which is a self-help book for moms, dads, and their tweens, is set out for the spring. The 50 Shades of Clarity, The Truth About Life, Love, and Business, that book is set for the summer of 2016. So a lot of great things are coming up, and I'm really excited about that. We are only 15 minutes into the show, and I just wanted to at least do a little bit of housekeeping, and I'm really excited about everything. Just so excited, and I can't wait. We've got, let's see, who else? We've got Kimberly Arrington maybe joining us a little bit later in the show, so I'm really excited about that as well. We're going to have some really great conversation. So like I said, what we're going to do today, we're just going to do a real heart-to-heart talk. A lot of you have been asking me different questions, so I definitely want to cover some of those tonight. I know that some of you have been through a lot, and I just want to give a word of encouragement to anyone who's been through anything. I've been through some things myself, but guess what? I'm still here. Still here. And I'm still here for you. So everything I do it for you, just like the old school song. But just know that if you're going through anything right now, just know that it is not only for your good, but it's also to help the person that you give your testimony to. A lot of times we want to ask God and we want to question, why in the world am I going through this? What did I do to deserve this? It's not about what you deserve. It's about the journey, and it's about the people that are going to be in your path that you're going to need to help. And the only way you're going to be able to help them, the only way you're going to be able to empower them, the way I can empower you, which is the way I empower others, is through our experiences. And so you've got to know that no matter how crazy it looks, you just still got to trust God, and you got to just still keep pushing. And just know that that's what you've got to do. It's not an option. You can make it through it. You can go through it. And you shall, but you've just got to be bold and courageous. So today, tonight's topic, we're talking about 50 Shades of Clarity, how to awaken that giant that's inside of you and still love the skin you're in at the same time, because a lot of times, a lot of the issues that we have with others is really a reflection of the issues we have with ourselves. And the one thing that I want you to know is that it's time for us to actually take a look at the man and the woman in the mirror, like literally, not just trying to quote Michael Jackson, although he is one of my favorites, honestly. But we really have to do that, because a lot of times we're always so quick to say what we don't like about someone, what we don't like about a situation, but really a lot of the things that we're talking about that we don't like about someone else, you wouldn't be able to see them if that wasn't a reflection of who you are. So as impatient as you are with someone else, that's how impatient you actually are with yourself. So you need to make sure that you kind of check yourself so that you can have a better chance of having a better relationship with everyone else, not just in your immediate circle, but also around you in the workplace, on your business trips and your business meetings, because everyone is connected relationally. But it starts with your relationship with yourself. So I definitely want to share that with you. And there's a little bit more that I want to share as well. And for the sake of time, I'm going to just give it in kind of bullet points. And so I'll have that till about, we'll do, it's not going to take too much longer. But what we're going to do is I'm going to give you the bullet points, and then we'll have our guests come on, and we're going to have some hashtag blazing amazing conversation with Ashley. And then if Kimberly is still available by the time we're done, then we can go ahead and have Kimberly on just to kind of give you a sneak peek. So we're going to be talking about quite a bit of stuff, because I know for me personally, a lot of people say, well, Toy, you're petite. You know, for those who know me, I'm not heavy. I'm petite. People say skinny. I use petite, but that's my word. So they're like, what do you know about big, bold, and beautiful? But sometimes it's not about what you look like on the outside. It's about who you are in the inside. So it can go both ways. I am trying to get bigger in terms of making sure that I continue to eat and all that other stuff. We'll talk about that next week, because that's our Work Yourself to Wellness segment. So we'll be talking about health and nutrition, and we'll be talking about working out, because I've been on a serious workout plan, and it's been doing really well, and I've been encouraging others and even able to help those who are on the opposite end of the spectrum. I have workout buddies that I work out with. So I'm just really having fun while being more mindful of my own health and nutrition. But tonight, we're dealing with life empowerment, and we're going to deal with your perception of yourself, which is really important. And I'm going to double check to see, and thank you so much for all those who are calling in. I see all the different area codes. Thank you so much. I won't call them out by name because it's just too many. I just want to also say thank you to those who are streaming live with us. Thank you so much. Definitely do apologize that you won't hear a whole lot of music tonight, but it's going to be power-packed with content. Actually, is how the show started. So God is kind of bringing me back to the original roots, because when I looked over and did not see all of the wonderful things that I had uploaded there, I was thinking, okay, God, you must have a different plan. So, yep, I tell you what, I take it. He wants you to get the meat, the heart of the matter. Definitely talking about the issues, and then we'll deal with the other extra, which will be our breakthrough artists that I wanted to showcase tonight. We'll definitely have them on next week, and we'll definitely have our sponsors on next week as well. And I'm really excited about the shows to come. Just wanted to say that again, because I really am excited about that. So what we're going to do, I'm going to kind of break some things down. And we have our guests in the green room, which is good. So what I'm going to do is start with some of the things that I've been posting about and kind of bring them into a bit of a perspective, because a lot of times you have to be open and ready. And so I've talked about how you need to tap into your I am-ness. I've talked about how you need to make sure that you free your music within. A lot of times we look at everyone else and we look at everyone else's lives and we feel like, oh, I wish I were that person. Oh, I wish I were more like that person. But what about you? What do you like about you? I want you to take the time to have this breakthrough session, a live breakthrough session with me. I want you to take a piece of paper, and I want you to write down 10 great things about you. Unfortunately, every time I've done this exercise with some people, they actually have trouble naming 10 wonderful things about themselves. But when I ask them what do they need to improve on, they have a list of about 20. So I'm going to post the exercise in the group. And if you are listening, feel free to go ahead, and I'm going to give you a little bit of time. While we're on air, we're going to do this because we're going to do this exercise together. So this is exercise one, your breakthrough exercise. And I'm typing as I'm talking. 10. Great thing about yourself. The breakthrough exercise is with 10 great things about yourself. And then I do want you to list five that you want to improve. And then what you're going to do after you do that, first you're going to list 10 great things about yourself. Then list five things that you want to improve about yourself. And then you're going to list five action items to create the changes you want. Number two. And then four, you're going to choose an accountability. You guys hear me typing? I'm typing it into the feed. My volunteer that normally helps me is not available tonight, but that's okay. We're going to work it all out together. So first, you're going to list 10 great things about yourself. Then you're going to list five things that you want to improve about yourself. And then you're going to list five action items to create the changes you want listed in number two for each. And then you're going to choose an accountability partner and check in weekly to discuss. Your journey. Ignite your light. Number five, you're going to pick one day to celebrate your wins, which will be actions completed towards one day this month. You're going to pick one day this month to celebrate your wins, which will be your actions completed towards the changes you want. Hold on one second. So we've got this breakthrough exercise, and I'm going to repeat it one more time. Make sure I get my mic straight. I'm going to repeat it one more time for those that missed it. So let me... Okay, so what we're going to do... Again... Here's your assignment. Hopefully by now, you've actually completed it. But if not, I'm going to go over it again. You're going to first list 10 great things about yourself, because a lot of times we're so busy saying all the things that we want to improve, and I know I go through them in my mind every single day. We got to remember to list the 10 great things about ourselves. Then you need to list 5 things that you want to improve about yourself. And then you want to list 5 action items to create the changes you want listed in number 2. Then you're going to choose an accountability partner and check in weekly to discuss your journey to ignite your life in these areas. 5, you're going to pick one day this month to celebrate your wins, which will be your actions completed towards the improvements you desire for yourself. All right, so I'm posting that in the group for those that missed it. Definitely listen to the broadcast again to get it. If not, be sure to join the group. And I have added quite a few, so I'll be sending out welcome correspondences. Hi, Lynette Shelton. Aw, she's out there. Hi there. I want to say hello also to Donna Cross and Chris Richardson and all the different supporters. And I see that everyone's sharing. So we'll probably, depending on our conversation with Ashley, I was telling everyone, for those who are just joining in, I'm glad you joined in, because this show will be shorter than our normal hour and a half. We'll probably just go, usually we go 2 hours, but we'll probably just go maybe an hour and a half, depending. We're 30 minutes in, and God is amazing and awesome, because I've been able to balance the whole assignment plus doing the posting and the feeds at the same time, which is definitely a little challenging. But yes, we are live. So just wanted to say a special thank you to everyone. Everybody's like, Toy, you're always thanking everybody. Yes, because the attitude of gratitude is the best defense against failure. And I am just excited and happy and grateful to be in your presence. I am grateful for those who are streaming online right now. Thank you so much for being here. For those who are calling in, I see all the different numbers out there. Thank you so much. We have a very loyal following, and it's amazing. Right now I'm doing your empowerment, your PowerPoints. So I'm doing it in the form of an actual exercise, because I want you to not just hear my voice, but I need you to actually, for those starting this season, I really need you to start a journal so that you can write down the PowerPoints each week. And so that by the time we're done, by the time the seasons are over, you'll have a full journal of nothing but PowerPoints and to help you ignite your life and live the epic life now that you deserve. And it'll be a way of you actually applying the lessons that I talk about every single week, because it's not just enough for us to listen. Make sure you listen to it more than once. Make sure there's something, I'm sure, that you didn't get the first time that you need to get again. So be sure to do that. So we'll have Ashley is on her way. She is coming. So I'm excited. She is on her way. And in the meantime, I have one more assignment what we're going to do. Yeah, the breakthrough exercise, I've given you that. And I've talked to you about your perception of yourself, because you need to know the truth about yourself. And a lot of times, you know, if you believe a lie long enough, you'll think it's the truth. And a lot of us are telling lies to ourselves every single day. And we need to make sure that we are looking in the mirror and really facing the realities of our lives. I know for myself, I'll use myself for an example. For those who do not know, IGNITE stands for Inspiring Growth Now with Intensity and Transparent Energy. And so I'm very transparent. I'm very open about my experiences in life, and I share them as testimonies to help others so that you can ignite your life. There was a long time where, you know, for me, it was the whole self-perception regarding my weight, because I am so petite. But at the same time, I realized that I'm not eating the way I'm supposed to. And one of my best friends was like, Toy, you don't eat. You work all the time, and you work through your lunches, and you work through your dinners, and then you're super, super hungry, super duper hungry when you finally get home, blah, 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 blah. So truly, truth be told, yes, that was the truth. So I had to really take an honest look at everything, and I was like, okay, what can I do to make the changes that I need to make? So conversely, so if you're on the opposite end of the spectrum, you know, there's a difference between wanting to be healthy and not liking who you are. Okay, so I had to come to that place where, you know, I've accepted that, you know, I'm only going to be but so big. I mean, just realistically speaking, you know, for my height, for my genetics wise, you know, but at the same time, there is a certain weight that I have as my, what I consider my quote unquote ideal weight, which is realistic for me with the proper workouts, with the proper nutrition, with the proper combination, and even getting rest. Like now, you know, since I've been off air, I've made a point of getting more rest than what I used to, because I know that that plays a part in everything. So all the things that I've been teaching and talking about, I'm definitely applying, even to the point where I said, okay, well, we're just going to have, for the first time ever, because usually I go straight through every year, back to back to back, week after week after week after week, show after show after show after show. But then I decided, you know, I need to use wisdom, because I don't want to burn myself out, and I want to be able to give you guys my full 150% that I always give. So in order to do that, I have to make sure that I give you guys, I give to myself first. And so if you're out there and you're doing a lot and you're here, there, and everywhere and doing all types of wonderful things, which is wonderful, that is great. Have that S on your chest, sir. Have that S on your chest, ma'am. Have that S on your chest, madam. Keep it going. But at the same time, while you have that S on your chest, make sure that S is not crooked. And iron that bad boy out. Make sure your clothes are ironed when you leave. Make sure your household is straight. Just the basics, you know, just things that we take for granted. I'm about to post something in the feeds because I was talking about it yesterday, and it's such a simple, simple quote from myself that's from one of my upcoming books, but run your household like you run your boardroom and then handle your business in the bedroom. Married couples, talking to you guys, couples, I am talking to you guys too. So just wanted to share that because I want to make sure that it's one thing to take care of the rest of the world and to be that super, super person. You know, you got that S on your chest, you're just doing it up. But at the same time, you got to make sure that in the midst of all that, you're not neglecting everything else. You know, you've got to make sure that at the end of the day, you're not neglecting your family. You're not neglecting your time with your children. You're not neglecting the time with your loved ones. And it's so easy because we know that they will understand. They know that we have all these things that we want to do and accomplish. We know that we have those things. So it's kind of one of those things where we're going to have to, you know, you got to take a pause. What I call, you got to take a pause and make sure that you're going to be everything to yourself first, and then to your family, and then to the rest of the world. So make sure you're doing those things. And I give you that advice not just as someone who is, has been through that, but also someone who has witnessed people lose their families because of their workaholic tendencies. I've been working on an article for about a year only because I want to make sure that some of the steps that I've created, you know, I've actually tested them so that I'm not just giving out advice. A lot of times we as writers, you know, we're very good at giving that advice, but I actually like to test. I kind of do a litmus test, if you will, with the advice that I give to make sure that it does work. So make sure that whenever you are doing all those things, part of, again, our topic, Big, Bold, and Beautiful You. So we first talked about self-perception, right? So we talked about how you view yourself. We talked about how you view others, which impacts how you view yourself. Because when you squeeze an orange, the only thing that can come out is orange juice. When you squeeze a lemon, the only thing that can come out is lemon juice. When the pressures of life are hitting you from every angle, what's inside of you is going to come out. So when we're talking about that big, bold, and beautiful you, we're talking about everything. We're talking about the whole gamut. We're talking about the inside and the outside, because what happens on the outside affects the inside, right? So what we're doing is something beyond special. I'm still waiting for our guest tonight, and she's not in the green room just yet. But what we're going to do, I want to continue with the PowerPoints and best case scenario, because there is no worst case scenario. Best case scenario, if she's not on by, I say, 10:15, what I will do, I will end the show about, you know, a little early. But at the same time, those of you who have been listening, those of you who are streaming live, those of you who are on the air with me right now, you can these PowerPoints, and you can make sure you do the exercises. I have one more assignment before the end of the night, so I will definitely make sure that we go over that, and I'll recap for those that missed the others. So the other thing that I wanted to share with you guys tonight, and I'm just so, I know you can hear it in my voice, but I am so happy to be here with you guys. Bells and whistles or no bells and whistles, I'm just happy to be here with you. I can't wait to talk about some other stuff too. But also remember that just because some people are fueled by drama doesn't mean you have to attend the performance. I'm going to say that again. Just because some people are fueled by drama doesn't mean you have to attend the performance. A lot of people are dealing with a lot of different issues, and they're unable to be who they truly are because they are bound by other people's feelings, bound by other people's opinions, bound by other people's comments. So what I want you to do is to remember that you do not have to be a victim of that. You don't. And I'm going to post that in the feeds in just a moment. But I want to say it again for those who missed it. It probably tapped some people on the shoulder, and they are like, wait a minute, say that again? And I got a text from somebody, just got an inbox, hey, say that again? Let me say that again. So just because some people are fueled by drama doesn't mean you have to attend the performance. And I got an inbox from an anonymous person wanting to know, they said, well, what if you're not doing anything to them and they just keep trying to push your buttons? Well, the thing about that is you can't help what people are doing to you. You can't control the outside environment. Those are beyond your control. But what I can tell you and share with you, you can control your actions. You cannot control what other people do, what other people say, but you have a choice. And I want you to be empowered today to understand that you do not have to allow other people to pull you into their drama. Why don't you instead choose to pull people into your peace? And I'm going to type that in the feed because I think somebody needs that tonight. Thank you so much, Lanice and Ashley. I see a lot of people out there in the feed. Thank you so much for those who are sharing the different posts with everybody. Thank you so much. We are, this, you know, time flies when you're having fun, and this is just the truth. I guess God is like, Toy, you don't need the bells and whistles tonight. I just need you to talk to my people. So, God, I'm doing that. I am definitely sharing different nuggets with everyone, and bear with me as I'm typing and talking at the same time, because I want to make sure, again, I'm really big on that voice quality, so I'm hoping that there aren't too many plosions and the like, and still waiting on our guest, which, again, no worries, because we're going to definitely, We might have a triple header next week to make up for it for this week. But either way, I hope and pray that the things that I'm sharing with you tonight, the empowerment points, because I did coin the phrase empowerment engineer, because I am always seeking in every environment, wherever I am, to empower and to create new ways to help others empower themselves, even post my empowerment. So in that way, it becomes perpetual and it becomes more of a lifestyle than just a piece of advice that someone receives. So that's what this movement is all about. It's why it's called Ignite Your Life, because I am your empowerment engineer. I am turning, not only helping to turn on the light, but helping that light to remain alive and well throughout the rest of your life through the different application of the principles that I share through the Ignite Your Life movement. So it is an honor, really, to be here with you tonight or this morning or this afternoon, depending on where you are around the world. I'm so, so excited to be here with you, to share this space with you, to share this time with you. You could have been a million other places, but you chose to be here. And so that really means a lot. And so even if our guests can't make it, that I know of, they're still coming, but we're going to give them until the 10:30 mark. But either way, we're going to make sure that at least during the time that we're here together, it will be productive. During the time we're here together, there will be rich content that you can definitely rely on and count on. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to go over just a few more items, and then what we're going to do is we're at the 45 minute mark. Gosh, time flies. So I'm still watching it, timing the show, even though we don't have the commercials, but I'm still timing it as well. So I've just taken and subtracted out all the different breaks for the hour and a half to 2 hours that we normally would do it. And I've taken those and subtracted them out so I can still count us down to the end of the show. So we'll probably end at 10:30, which will just be an hour. But that will be provided that the guest, if the guest comes, then we'll go ahead and extend it to 11. But if not, we will end at 10:30, which will be a little early for us. We never end so early. But with all things considered, I think maybe this is what God wants you all to hear tonight. For whatever reason, he just wants you to hear my voice. Not quite sure, but for whatever reason, I pray again that, you know, someone hears what I'm saying and that the words that come to you are definitely penetrating your heart and your mind, and hoping that they will truly ignite your life. For those, again, who are going through drama, no matter whether it's at home or whether it's at work or whether it's, you know, in general, understand that you are the key to whether that drama is fueled or put out. You want to ignite your life and walk in peace. And remember that just because some people are fueled by drama doesn't mean you have to attend the performance. It takes two people to argue. I need you to be your big, bold, and beautiful you. That's what tonight's topic is. Big, bold, and beautiful you. There's so many different ways to interpret that. A lot of people think that that means weight loss. If that's what you need, then that can be that for you. Big, bold, and beautiful you can also mean having the courage to say the things that you need to say and doing the things that you need to do. Big, bold, and beautiful you. Do that. Let that be what speaks to you tonight. If that's your category, if that's where you fall, wherever you fall tonight, that's what I need you to do. That's where I need you to be. If tonight you just needed that courage, that extra push, because you're dealing with some things that you've never dealt with before and you don't know how to get through it, I need you to be that big, bold, and beautiful you and awake that giant within and go and ignite your life and overcome those obstacles, because you can do it. But you've got to believe that you can do it. It's not enough for me to tell you that you can. You have to believe that you can too. And I want you to make sure you do that exercise. For those who are just coming in, I got a couple inboxes. So just to kind of recap that breakthrough exercise, list 10 great things about yourself. List 5 things you want to improve about yourself. List 5 action items to create the changes you want listed in number 2. Choose an accountability partner and check in weekly to discuss your journey to ignite your life. Pick one day this month to celebrate your wins with your actions completed towards the improvements you desire for yourself. That's what I want you to do. And feel free to touch base and check in to the group and talk about them if you so desire. Or if you want to remain anonymous, feel free to inbox me. I will be having, people have been asking, Toy, when are you going to do like a live conference call? I might start doing those. I do have a special setup for that. But I kind of want to do things differently. I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. So the things that I do, everything stands for something. Everything means something. Everything flows into, you know, its own kind of function. So when I do start something like that, what I will do, I will be doing webcasts again, and so we'll do those broadcasts soon. And if you want actual coaching from me, that's what those conference calls are. So I do hold masterminds, but those are for paying clients. But if you are interested, feel free to inbox me, and I'll definitely let you know the rates. I will be doing some discounts from time to time, and I do there are scholarships available for people who really want the help with their business or with their personal lives and just may need a sponsor. There are some angels out there who actually do sponsor some of my clients, so I would love to help you in that regard. For those of you who do want a breakthrough session, I do one free breakthrough session. It's a free 30-minute session, and then after that, there's fees after that, and I can definitely go over those with you depending on what your needs are and how frequent, you know, I deem the need. They can range from twice a week to once a week to twice a month depending on the need and your skill set and the need of the client. So those are just a few things that I do a lot, but for those who have been asking about that one-on-one time with me, the breakthrough session is the best way to achieve that and to get on the schedule. You definitely need to go to toyparker.com. You can either click on work with me and fill out application for that, or you can inbox me and I can send you my link to my calendar. It's been full quite a bit, so the spaces are limited, I will admit, which is amazing. That I've been in demand all summer, which was another reason why I had to take a break from the show, because I'm one person and I really needed to give attention to the clients that they needed, attention to clients, and then also had to do a lot of other things in terms of the breakthrough sessions and make sure that I still spend time with my daughter because it's a crucial time. She's about to start middle school this year. So when I say I'm happy to be back with you guys, I am indeed. But be sure to go to those different areas. For those who want to learn more about me, again, go to toyparker.com. I don't talk a lot about my experience and the things that I do. I just stay your empowerment engineer on air to ignite your life. That's what I do. So remember, for those who are dealing with the drama, that you have a choice. And I will be doing specific workshops on that topic later on this fall. We'll be doing some PowerPoints and specific show topics, drilling into actual specifics regarding drama in the workplace, drama at home, drama, you know, how to manage that, how to deal with that, how to combat that, how to work through that in a peaceful way, all types of those things. We'll definitely be doing that. This fall, for those of you who are trying to achieve weight loss, I do have I have access to a wealth of people who are partners with me, and I can definitely put you in tune with some of them. I'm actually going to have them back on air. And for those who actually become my clients, if that is one of your goals, I actually do on the mastermind calls, I have surprise pop-up guests who actually will do one-on-ones to help you with your nutrition and your workouts and give you like a nutrition plan and things like that. So I'm really excited, because when I say ignite your life, it's more than one area. It's love, life, and business. And I'm just happy to get a chance to really just kind of, I guess, you know, actually just have a conversation. So today is just really a conversation. I got an inbox, someone saying, thank you so much for sharing tonight. Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome anytime. I'm happy to be here. We have 7 minutes till we go off air. And I just want to let you know that you do not have to wait for the light at the end of the tunnel. That's what this movement is all about. You do not have to wait for the light at the end of the tunnel. You can choose to be the light in the tunnel and ignite your life and blaze a trail to your success. That's what I'm here to help you do every single week. I think it was definitely kind of, I don't know, just in God's plan for me to just have this conversation with you, to kind of reconnect with you guys, to just give you some real life wisdom. That's what this show has been about tonight, literally. Wow, literally, that's what this show has been about. 50 Shades of Clarity, Big, Bold, and Beautiful You. That's what this show has been about, to help you have ways in which you can improve and be a better, bolder version of yourself. And whether you're male or female, it doesn't matter, single or married, it doesn't matter. You can be the you that you were destined to become. It starts with you, though. It starts with your belief system. Your thought life, your belief system determines your thought life. And then your thought life determines what you say. And what you say determines what you do. And what you do determines the productivity of your life. I'm going to say that again. Some things I will be posting in the feeds, and some things you're just going to have to re-listen to the broadcast as we're closing in on the last 5 minutes. Again, it starts with your belief system. To ignite your life, you have to change and improve and upgrade your belief system, because your belief determines your thoughts. Your thoughts determine what you talk about and what you say. And what you say to yourself and what you're saying to others determines what you do. And you are a direct reflection and product of every single action you take and every single decision that you make. So, with that being said, me, myself, this is Toy, your empowerment engineer, here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network, sharing with you tonight 50 Shades of Clarity. So no matter which way you look at it, it's always going to be the truth. Big, Bold, and Beautiful You has been what we've been talking about from several different angles, several different perspectives. Next week, we will have our guests. We're going to have more than one guest, but I'm not going to say the names, but it's really special. Plus, on top of that, we'll have our guests from this week. So next week is going to be awesome. We're going to have a triple header. Never done a triple header before, but that means we're going to have 30 minutes with each guest, plus the PowerPoint. It's going to be a power-packed show. Next week is the week 2, health and wellness, hashtag work yourself to wellness. Week after that, can't wait. We're going to have an awesome show, Love and Relationships, The Love Factor. The 4th week of this month, Business and Finance, Money Blueprint Momentum Series. I'm going to have some really amazing, hashtag blazing amazing PowerPoints. It's going to be, I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss it. For those who joined us tonight, thank you so much. Ashley, if you're out there, our prayers are with you, because I know you would not be able to be here without a really good reason. And I know that, just know that you're in our prayers, and actually will be joining us later on this month. And depending on how things go, I might do a bonus show, just to have, you know, tonight's guests just kind of talk a little bit. That'll be fun. So I've been asked to do some bonus shows, and I've also been asked to do the weekly broadcast of the web series. So that's something that I've been working on for this fall as well. So just want to let you know that all the requests that are out there, I have been listening. I have been working hard to put it all together for you. So I take it that this was just supposed to be an intimate conversation between you and I. So understand that I, your empowerment engineer, is here in the studio working with you to help you ignite your life. Consider this hour that we have just spent together your personal breakthrough session with an assignment, with homework that you need to make sure you finish, because I will be asking about it again. And these assignments actually build, so be sure to write them down, complete the assignments. Make sure you get your accountability partner, because it's not just enough to listen. You've got to take action. And not just action, you got to take massive action. And not just massive action, you actually need to take precise, laser-sharp action towards the goal so that you can achieve them. This is Toy Parker, your host on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network, signing off and letting you know that always remember, love people, trust God, pray always, and expect victory. It's been a pleasure talking to you tonight, and I wish you nothing less than the best. And don't worry, I'm working on more just for you. So, time flies when you're having fun, and we get to do it all again next week, starting at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. Good night, everyone.